First up, though, we're going to deal with the story that you would have heard on our news yesterday evening, and that is that 34 people, including 15 children living in a Killarney housing estate, face homelessness as their landlord has begun a mass eviction process. The Cypriot registered company, property company Zerko Limited, owns 14 houses in the Loretto Convent, Loretto Chapel estate. Dublin registered property management company Home Club has issued notices of termination to every one of the 14 households in question on behalf of Zerko. Radio Kerry has contacted Home Club Zerko Limited and its parent company, the Pan-European Real Estate Private Equity Investment Firm, LRC Group, for comment. In relation to the story, the tenants had lived and have lived at Loretto Chapel for between 1 and 10 years. Their eviction notices cite different reasons for terminating their rental contracts, including selling the property and ending a secured right to stay for an indefinite period. Part 4 tenancy, a type of tenancy that begins after 6 months and let tenants remain indefinitely unless the landlord has a valid legal reason to end it. The eviction dates range from February to June of next year. Now, these evictions are entirely legal, with no suggestion by the tenants that the landlords have done anything wrong or illegal. However, it's obviously devastating for the community and for them. 13 of the children affected attend the nearby Loretto National School. Their parents are saying there's no chance they'll be able to rent in the school's catchment area, as there are simply too few homes available for rent in Killarney, and those that are available to rent are way out of their price range. Now, the residents have come together. They're looking for help. They're looking to try and change things in relation to this. They have set up a petition for people to sign on change.org. And yesterday, I spoke to one of the residents, Dorota Kowalczyk, and I first of all spoke to her and asked her for her reaction and asked her about how long she's been there and also what happened when she got the letter.
So we actually moved in April 2016. So we are there almost 10 years. Okay. So basically it's a home. My kids are just 12 and 9. So for my daughter, it's the only place she knows as a house, home, the safety place. Yeah, that's almost 10 years. Okay. Building a small community between neighbors.
Yeah.
My neighbor next door, she's living there almost 10 years as well. So, you know, over that long period of time and involving other neighbors, we built a really strong and supportive community over there.
You get to know people. They play in your kids are going to school locally. They play in the sporting clubs. They have made friends and all of those things.
Yes, absolutely. They basically growing up together since they start walking. They playing outside every day. In the evening, it's really hard to even like get them inside the house for bedtime, you know yourself. Yeah. They spent an awful time together. They walk to school together. They walk back from school together. So it's a nice and safe community over there. You don't have to worry if you don't see them on the corner, because you know that neighbor next door will watch them or they will hear them. So, you know, it's take a lot of pressure off you as well. So you don't have to run after them every 5 minutes, because you know they are safe, because there is another mom or another dad outside playing a ball with them. Anything like they always outside like.
Yeah. So tell me, you got a letter. When did you get the letter?
We got a letter around a week ago, I think on 30th of September. But I think we were the last group of people, was like few houses, because they done it in the stages. My neighbors from across, they got a letter, I think in June, maybe start of July. So that was just two houses. Month after was another few houses. And when we received our letter, basically was all of us.
Okay, so who was the letter from, first of all?
Yeah. Who was what? Sorry.
Who was the letter from?
So the letter we got was from basically Home Club, the management company of Xerico, our landlord. So yes, was actually, we were expecting it, to be honest with you.
Okay, and what did the letter say?
So basically that they planning to sell our property and we have to move by May.
Next May.
Yes.
Okay, so you have a couple of months to find somewhere else, but you don't want to find anywhere else, do you? You're quite happy where you are here.
Well, we are very happy. All of us are very happy over there, but find where? Like, there is nowhere to go. There is no houses for rent, or if there is anything available, the prices are absolutely out of space. Like, people can't afford it. I can't afford paying 2,000, 2,500 euro a month just for rent.
Is that what you're finding when you were looking for anywhere in Killarney, anywhere close to where you work?
Killarney, it's impossible to get anything. And outside, plus cost of traveling to work and schools and everything, that's impossible. Like,
I can't even begin to imagine the friendships that your children have built up, the school relationships, the teachers, all of the different connected, tight-knit community that you are. Even if you were to find somewhere that was 5 miles away, 10 miles away, it's huge disruption.
It is. It's actually, I think, the biggest victims in all that situation are kids. Like, that's heartbreaking for them. Like, they have to leave the school they love because, like, realistically, we won't be able to find anything close to school. And that's another, like, are you going to be driving them every day? Like, I work long hours. My husband work completely different hours, so I'm not even able to drop them every morning and pick them up from school.
Yeah.
But it's not only me, it's all of us. We are all working, you know.
What kind of different companies and jobs do people in the 14 houses have?
So basically, I think most of us are working here locally.
So in hospitality?
Hospitality, other sectors, yeah. Yeah, most of us are just Killarney and around Killarney based.
Yeah.
Like, I know that few people work from home as well, but they still have to come to work, but it's not that far, like.
Yeah. And where do your children go to school?
Loreto National School.
Okay. How many children are affected, do you know, roughly?
So, I think it's 14 kids that actually attend school.
Okay.
Yeah.
And they would, obviously, do they know? Have you told them what's going on as to what is happening with the chance that you might have to leave?
Oh, of course they are aware, yeah. They're talking, you can actually hear them when they whisper between themselves.
Yeah.
And they actually sound really scared about all the situation. Like, they actually can't imagine, like, leaving all the classmates, all the friends they built in over the years in the school, and school and teachers, they are really attached to school, like.
Yeah. And ye all came together as a group of residents, and I know you've put a petition up online on change.org looking for help to try and find a way past this. You've also been contacting politicians. Tell me what you've done to try and raise awareness.
So first, when some of our neighbors started receiving it, we were waiting, you know, for all of us to get it. So when it finally happened, I actually knocked every single door at the estate with my another neighbor, and we asked them if they're going to support us on here and if we actually going to try to do something to keep our homes. Everyone says straight away, yes, let's fight. Let's fight for our homes. Let's fight for our kids. Let's fight. Let's do it. So we all gather together. We collect all the paperwork, everything. We try to send an emails, phone calls to every single TD we could find. We got actually a few supportive response back. So we're hoping that they'd be able to help us. And then we decided to print out the petition and put a petition online, so people actually around are aware of the situation, because I know that we are not the only people affected by everything what is happening around in the housing crisis and everything. So we're trying to fight, and we're trying to kind of like help other people, that give them a hope maybe.
To try and get something through. This is a kind of a legacy of the financial crash. Your 14 houses were purchased as one block of houses in 2019 for 1.5 million euro by a large company. This company is part of a bigger company, an investment fund. Ye aren't the only people. Over the last couple of years, they have done the same thing in different areas of the country. They have issued these letters. They have sold the houses on block. So this has happened before. Are you hopeful that something could be done differently here, that ye will find a way to be able to convince them, or to just to be able to stay in your community?
I hope that we can achieve actually few things. I hope that we can stay in our houses, that there is a possibility that maybe council would be able to buy us of that massive, massive company, cruel company, I should say, because they've done it to, I know, hundreds of people all over the country. And I hope that maybe government should kind of take a stand and do something for people, like support us here, because I know that there is many other individuals around Killarney getting eviction notices as well, because the law is changing, and law is not protecting us at all. That law is not helping any tenants, and all the loopholes that they are in the law, they actually making it easier for landlords to kick out tenants illegally, and nothing can be done about it. That's scary. That's actually really, really scary. Like what people are supposed to do, where they're supposed to go. Yeah. Stand outside county council and beg, please give me a home. We have already thousands of people homeless. Like there is too many children in homeless accommodation. That's just cruel. I don't agree with that. And I know that so many people are gonna agree with me that something has to be done. Yeah. So I hope we be able to achieve something here and we be heard and something actually gonna be done finally to help tenants.
Yeah. Because if there is a situation that this does happen, and I know the letters, because of the timeline you talked about there, June, and you got there last week, that it goes from maybe next February, April, May, June, that's, you're just, all right, it's 14 families, it's children, but it's a community that will not be replaced. If you all have to go somewhere else, then that's going to separate you out from what you know, your shared experience. It's going to affect the local school. It's going to affect sports clubs. It's going to be a big hole left in the community if this happens.
Yes, there will be around 50 people gone from our estate. And our estate is a small estate. I think there is like 18 houses and just an apartment block, but we not really know them, but all the houses, we like know each other, you know? Yeah. So that will be a massive problem. Like even for our neighbors, I think that will be a massive impact. The estate will be just a ghost estate, will be empty. And there will be only one child actually at primary school left behind because all his friends gonna be gone.
Yeah, that's a massive impact.
That is terrible thing. That's actually cruelest thing to happen. Like,
yeah.
It is terrible thing.
Well, look, you've got a couple of months, so you're hoping for some action. And would that be the best option here if it could be done, that the local authority would take over the houses, that they would buy them? There is a tenants in situ scheme as well, but I'm not sure if you've even given the option to buy the properties, or is the intention of Home Club and Zirco to sell them all as one block?
You see, that's what we actually not sure about what Xerico are planning, because a few of those houses got different reasons for moving. So, like, for example,
part four tenancies, yes, and that's coming to an end?
Yes, that's exactly the reason, that's the loophole I'm talking about.
Yes.
So it basically give them a right to
evict
people.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then others are saying, we're selling the property, so you have to move out anyway, and others giving slightly different reasons, but it's all ending up in the same thing. You all have to go over the next 6 months.
Yes.
As things stand.
Yes. But there is a good thing. We can move. They can offer us a property back after 9 months.
Okay.
What are we supposed to do over those 9 months?
That's the law, the rule. If they don't sell it and they want to rent it again, they have to give you first refusal as tenants. But what do you do for 9 months? Yeah.
Exactly. What will we do for 9 months? What 14 families with kids going to do for 9 months?
You'll have moved on. You'll have gone somewhere else, and then to expect you to come back and reverse back, it's just, and it's not going to be the same. No, all of you aren't going to move back if it comes to that.
No, because we all know that even if that would happen, and even if any of us would move in back, we know that the rent will be double or triple the price.
Yeah.
So most of us probably gonna be gone. We're probably gonna move to different countries to. And start from zero, start for looking for a job and accommodation and housing, and start from zero.
You think that will be the case? People will actually leave Ireland?
Of course. Like, where are they supposed to go?
Yeah. And it's affecting all your jobs as well. You work here in Killarney Town. You'd go from your job, you'd have to go from your job probably to find a place to live or find a place to do something else.
Yeah. And I don't want to leave my job. I love my job.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. It's terrifying, I'd say, Dorota, is it?
It is scary. We have sleepless nights. It is actually scary. It's an anxiety every day. What's going to happen? It's just not fair.
Yeah. Like, you're working, you're paying your taxes, you're raising your children, they're part of the community, and all of that now is under threat.
Yes. But you know what? I think the biggest disappointment is when you actually think about this, and as a parent, right, from mother's perspective, it's when you actually think about this and you're just feeling like you're failing your own kids because you can't provide for them the most important thing of safety of the home. I think that's the most heartbreaking thing here. Like you kind of feel hopeful, like, you know?
Yeah. Yeah, you feel like you've done something wrong, even though you haven't. You've done everything right. You're paying rent. You're abiding by the law. You're working hard. You're paying your taxes. You're contributing to the economy. And yet there's no security.
Exactly. There is no security.
Okay. You've all come together, though. You are continuing your fight. You want people to sign the petition. Is that right?
Yes. We want people to be aware of what's happening, not only in Killarney, but all over the country. And we would really, really appreciate, guys, if you could actually spend 3 minutes, read it online or just on the paper. We have few around town in the different places. We're trying to collect as many as we can and just help us, support us, stand up for us as one big community in Killarney, because I know the community in Killarney is absolutely amazing. And if you are in trouble, I know that people are going to stand up for you and help you as much as they can.
Yeah. Has this brought you more together as a community in Loretto Convent?
On a weird level, yes. Yes. Yeah. I think we are way closer because we kind of sharing the same terrible situation. So everyone is trying to help each other and stay as a group, because I believe if we stay as one big group, fighting for one thing, like for all of us together, that's going to make us stronger. And I think that's going to give an example to other people and other communities that you have more power if you stay together and you stand up for each other and you support each other and help each other as much as you can.
Okay. Well, Dorota, thank you very much for telling me your story and for talking. We'll see what the company says and we'll see what the politicians say in relation to your issue. But thanks for telling me your story today.
Thank you. Thank you for speaking to me. That was a pleasure.
That's Dorota Kolchak talking to me about being a resident there, getting that letter saying you're having to leave in the next couple of months and find somewhere else, and looking around Killarney, looking at the prices of the very few properties there are to rent that would be suitable. There just isn't an option. And she fears they'll have to leave the area, leave the region, perhaps maybe even leave the country and leave their jobs, leave the school. And I suppose the disassembling there of a community of 14 houses all together over the last 10 to 15 years, many of them building up those relationships, those friendships that are now under threat because of this situation. The property in question, or properties in question, were purchased by the Zerko Group, Zerko Limited, in 2019 for €1.5 million. And there's a related story this morning that kind of relates directly to this. This is our housing issues that we have and property prices. The average price of a property in Kerry has risen by €17,500 in 3 months. That's according to the latest report from myhome.ie in association with Bank of Ireland for the third quarter of 2025. It shows the median cost of a house in Kerry between July and September was €270,000. That's a 7% quarter on quarter rise from €252,000. So the average, or the report shows, the price of a home in the county increased by 20,000 in the last year. And when it comes to these big, massive property groups who came in, invested, bought, then rented, it's all numbers. If it goes to a certain level, they can cash out and book profit. And that's what's happening here. All entirely legal. So we'll see what happens. Devin Townsend, the politicians, will talk more about that. We'll follow the story. And if we get anything back from LRC or Zerko or Home Club, those companies involved, we'll bring them to you as soon as we have. If you have a view on that, get in touch.